Rocking up to the top of the hour with the Stones from their brand new album. It's only, 45 years old and sounding good. Covering that old Bobby Troup standard, Route 66. And I can't wait to get home and listen to the whole thing. Put it in context, because there's some great covers and some tracks from Black and Blue, which they were doing at the time, or had come out around a little before then. The Flaming Groovies from Jump to the Night, you heard back in the USA, definitely in the style of the Rolling Stones and the Kingsnakes, the Flaming Groovies, and that French band spin-off thing. Sounded really good. How Tough, title track of that EP. Yep, 5 o'clock. Hit it on the nose this time. So I'm going to tell you, this is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by Community Food Co-op, supporting our community. Co-op Apple a Day donates 10 cents of every bulk apple sold to a different nonprofit. Online at bozo.coop, located at 908 West Main or 44 East Main in Bozeman. Shine Beer Sanctuary and Bottle Shop, celebrating their first year of serving 30 revolving craft beers on draft, wine on tap, and curated bottle shop with brews from around the world. Open daily at 11 a.m., located at 451 East Main in Bozeman, and online at shinebeer.com. And thirdly, Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College, next to FedEx, online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. Okay, I have an hour left. It's meant to be Uncle Duke at 6. We shall see. He's been here more than not lately, so you can probably count on it. I'm counting on it. I'm going to go take a total left turn. I've never played this record before. I've had it for a long time. It was suggested to me. It's a Welsh band, Gorky's Zygotic Mincy. And, yeah, why not?
up and down the hall, but it's full of best wishes and suffocating fishes and all. So let's drink some wine and have a good time. But if you really want to come through, let the good time. what you've got to do. Yeah, let's drink some wine and have a good time. But if you really want to come through, let the good time, good time have you. It's what you've got to do. You
to roam. You know it takes me
fabulous and very unique English band, Family, from their album Anyway. That's a live performance of Holding the Compass, and sounded good too. I saw them, they toured with Elton John. Elton John, in the early, his early touring years, always picked his opening bands, and he picked good ones. And Family, that was great. He took them out to an unsuspecting audience. And I saw the follow-up group they had, Streetwalkers, again, brilliant, brilliant band. What was in there? Wilco before that. I say I spelled Wilco wrong. Do you know Wilco's coming to Bozeman? They're going to be here in September. Tickets went on sale yesterday. And I got some. I live about 150 yards from the gates at the Elm, so I'm not going to miss that one. And I was just thinking that Wilco's been in come to Bozeman three times now, and Jeff Tweedy's been here a couple times. I think they have attachment, and I believe this is the smallest show they're playing on the tour too, which is very nice of them to do for us. It's a great venue, so I'm looking forward to that completely. We heard Kevin Ayers before that from the title track of his album, Whatever She Brings, We Sing, and start off with Gorky's Zygotic Mincy from their album Introducing, singing a song called Kevin Ayers. So, tying it all together. 5:21. I need to regroup here, so check this out.
The Livingston Film Series presents the 2022 Big Lebowski Festival, Sunday, June 12th at the Shane Center for the Arts. Everyone's encouraged to dress in the costume of your favorite character, the dude, one of his bowling buddies, a nihilist, whomever. There's a prize for the best. The festival is free and the film's rated R. Doors open at 6:30. The screening starts at 7 p.m. The Big Lebowski Festival, June 12th at the Shane Center, 415 East Lewis in Livingston.
And while I stopped, I'll tell you the 5 o'clock hour on Fridays is underwritten by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it's Washington Week, Firing Line, and great performances and BBC World News taking up to 10 o'clock. Okay, enough information? I think so. Let's see. Starting over here.
That fast special streamline leaving out of Memphis, Tennessee, going into New Orleans. They're running so fast the hobos don't fool with this train. They stand on the track with the hat in their hand. I had a friend girl that morning was catching that train. She got up singing this song. Hey, Dad, I'm sorry to leave my home. Long, 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 long. She heard that 8:30 local blowing that morning. She hadn't read the train in a good while. She thought it down that special streamline. She heard that 8:30 local when she was coming to the line. It cleared up for that streamline blowing like this. She said, Dad, is that my train? I said, I ain't keeping up with the train time. I'm trying to make a few dimes. She dropped her head and went to singing and crying. That's all right, how you turn me down. After she called for a ticket, she heard this special streamline drawing 36 miles from Memphis, Tennessee. Making it lonesome now, cause I'm a hobo myself sometimes. went out of the train. She told him she didn't know it. She could hear the bell. She could tell him all about it. As she dropped over that hill and dropped off in the valley, she heard the bell begin to tone like this. Make it sound like a church bell tone. Then before she got to that 10-mile tunnel, she blowed them throat on air braids. In my turn, she was getting cross. She was tipping across the automatic switch, getting the water and coal on the fly. You could hear when she's striking that double line like this. When she run across the last one, she squalled in. This girl looked out and seen that train. She come as a singing and crying. Hey, Dad, I don't wanna leave. I believe I lose my mind. When that train got a little close, she got to New Orleans. She went around the curve. You would hear when she was blowing like this. The people's all was standing at the station down there to see that train come in. You would hear when she squalled.
I just want you to walk when I walk. I just want you to talk when I talk.
but I got to put you down. It's still been on my skin.
You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never had to cry, baby, don't start crying now. You ain't never loved me, baby, didn't mean me, don't hurt no how. Well, the man you got, baby, he don't mean you no good. Well, the man you got, baby, he don't mean you no good. There's a wrecking you, darling, in your neighborhood. With a right cry, baby, you can cry here all night long. You can cry, cry, baby, cry, cry all night long. But when you wake up in the morning, you're gonna find your good man gone. Woman, take one look at mine. You've been bragging about your woman, take one look at mine. She's just as sweet as any angel, wanna love me most all the time.
Nice jumping version of Don't Start Crying. Slim Harpo. That's a killer. Good one. From a collection called Dick Solo Singles. And there's more to him than that. I don't have nearly all of his catalog, which frustrates me. But I'll work it out. I know where to find it. Started off with Book of White from a collection called Parchment Farm, some 1940s recordings that I didn't know existed until a couple weeks ago. And I saw somebody on a music group discussing it, and I thought, wow, where'd that come from? I worked in record stores. I should have seen that in the early 70s. And a couple days later, I walked into the record store, and there it was, all mine. And it's a good one. Son of Bo Williamson, another great blues collection called Portrait and Blues. I'm pretty sure it was recorded when he was touring in Europe in 64 and 65. It's got Matt Murphy on guitar. You know him from the Blues Brothers, but he's an authentic blues guy. Yeah, young on the younger side. And there's a lot of those guys like James Cotton who are quite a bit younger than the old guys. Memphis Slim playing piano, which is always nice. One of my favorite blues piano players. Little Walter doing his Melody on Easy. Paul Butterfield. Covering Otis Rush, Double Trouble. And I think that's from the Resurrection of Pig Boy Crabshaw album with Alvin Bishop and company on that one. Excuse me. Finish up with Slim Harpo. 5:42. Guess that means I have about 18 minutes left. I better make the most of it. I've told you that. Let's see what this is about.
The KGLT spring vinyl sale was a hit, but don't take my word for it.
My name is Audrey Newby. I got a Carly Simon album because it reminds me of my mom, and I love it. And then I pivoted with Black Sabbath.
All over the place.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the beautiful thing about having this sale is that you can check all the boxes and meet people, talk about cool vinyl.
What'd you buy, Joe? You got a whole lot of records.
Yeah, I found some Carole King, some Dire Straits, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and a bunch of other odds and ends I've been looking for.
You did a good haul here. We're at the KGLT Spring Vinyl Sale. Your name is?
Robin.
I found Neil Young, Frank Sinatra, Corey Hart, and then some that just have, you know, interesting covers.
Tara Bailey.
And you're starting off your collection.
I am. So I bought a lot of great stuff that I remember when I was a kid. A lot of jazz.
Yeah.
A lot of some rock, some old rock, some Rolling Stones, and some Duke Ellington. Reminds me of my grandparents.
KGLT Spring Vinyl Sale. Thanks for coming out. See you next time.
Reminds her of her grandparents. Hey, I'm not that old. Sheesh. Earlier, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that the show is dedicated to Frick Parnell. Incredible drummer. I've worked with a lot of drummers. Some good, some great. But Frick Parnell is in a whole different league. He could visualize the song, hearing it, and knew what to do. And I've been working on some songs that he played drums on in January and February. It's maybe the last sessions he did, and he's playing as good as ever. No sign that he was not long for this world. I'm going to play something first from the band he was in, and his most high-profile real band, Atomic Rooster.
Try to mend.